Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. August 26, 2016. Yellow ochre. My Aunt Patricia in Connecticut suggested that I talked about ochre, and specifically, she asked me to riff on yellow ochre, and I'll confess, it's one of those words that I've seen printed all my life and never heard spoken aloud, so I actually checked the pronunciation, and yes, ochre is correct. When I mentioned this at dinner, our friend Ben mentioned that he'd once been part of an RPG campaign where ochre had come up, and I asked if it had been an ochre. No, he said, it was ochre slime. My idea is funnier, I continued riffing. Ooh, it was an ochre who likes okra. Fuzzy, my husband added, and watches Oprah. And now you have an idea of the very lofty dinner conversation we sometimes have at my house. And you also know that it's possible to get to your mid-40s without having heard common words spoken aloud. I usually write and record these Dog Days episodes in the late afternoon over a mug of coffee, but I woke up today with an itchy, scratchy throat and the beginning of a migraine, so I didn't even begin until after 10 at night, which is why this is coming to you at 11:59 p.m. Hi, I am the queen of getting things in under the wire. So I went looking for pictures inspired by ochre, and what I found was a picture I took after, well, actually, during and then after a trip to Penzi Spices. As usual, I went in for one thing and came out with a bag. It is impossible to spend less than $50 at Penzi's. So anyway, ochre. All the different versions of it. Red and yellow, obviously, but also sienna and umber. All those earth tones that you never use in the back of the crayon box until suddenly you do, but the names always stick with you. For some reason, they all remind me of spices. The yellow ones remind me of saffron and curry powder, and then moving toward orange and red with turmeric and all the different chili powders, and then the sweetening spices like cinnamon and nutmeg that take us into the mahoganies and the browns. I love the colors as much as I love the flavors and the aromas. So I want to keep this brief tonight because it is really, really late for me to be doing this, and I have a deadline of a short story on Monday that I haven't started writing yet. So, as per Nutty's suggestion, and the fact that so many Dog Days participants are talking about food, I'm going to do something foodie tomorrow. And for now, I'm going to leave you with thoughts of ochre and ochres and spices and whatever else makes your imagination go on a trip. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melis, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.